Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Who was behind the break-in ultimately?
Nixon.
That's right. Okay. And why was he breaking in?
Because he was a scoundrel.
Well, he was a scoundrel. But what was...
There's a lot going on in L.A.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting the Olympics in 2028 and World Cup in 2026.
How does that add to your back end, Pony?
I think that's it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to enjoy participating in that.
Thank you.
Synergistically.
I will give you this. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president during World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can
How many there. Terms?
Four.
Exactly.
Well, like he died at the start of the fourth one.
That's precisely right. Very good. Name the presidents.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Let's get started.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara, Oscar Santana, and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
Hello.
Hello.
And live from the Podville Media Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is The Mike O'Mara Show, now in our second decade. TMOS is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for our program. So, if you are a first-time listener, sit back, relax, and leave the driving to us. You, my friends, are in for a treat.
Mm.
And for our longtime friends, thank you for your continued support and spreading the word every day about TMOS in great places like Fremont, California, Palatine, Illinois, Guilford, New Hampshire, Denpasar, it's in the province of Bali, Paterson, New Jersey, and Dushanbe, Tajikistan. TMOS is on the air and everywhere, so let's get started. First, Mike will be back tomorrow. He had to disassemble his studio for air conditioning assembly today, or installation.
When we said to him, hey, there's an air compressor above you, probably not the best place to build a studio.
What do you know?
Is 10, 20 years left in it.
Just fly down and take care of it.
Now,
While we're there, the AC goes out.
And it's not like we're there for a long time.
And then a month later, they say, hey, look, dude, because your AC is above your studio, you have to dismantle your studio and we have to forklift the unit into place.
Now, are you like me when you hear the notion of a forklift coming into Mike's garage? Do you picture Mike saying, let me just try it? Let me try the forklift.
No, you don't think so? It's just, look, it's a comedy of errors. I feel for the man.
Would you be tempted to use the forklift?
No, an AC unit's like, you know, I don't know. A brand new installed used to probably be 15. Now it's 30K. It's painful all around.
It's like buying a house.
A quick tip of the cap to the Galens in Park City, Utah, who... got a chance to catch up with Mr. Reed Galen.
Good guy.
He asked, he said, you know, when when you guys do a best of, how come, why don't you do the Rob and Oscar show? And I said, I've asked the same thing, and that's why we're here today. So there will be no best of moving forward to be Rob and Oscar when
Are you saying
things
that
come up.
We're not going to generate any best of?
We'll take it from what we've done for the first quarter of the year. We're already in the second quarter of the year.
Yes.
But he did say something in passing that really warmed my heart.
What's that?
And it's...
He's starting to like Trump?
No. How dare you?
Just a joke, Reed.
That's not even funny to him. How dare
you? It's not.
Cut that out.
He's soured on me now.
Soured. You're like a Sour Patch Kid. First you're sweet, then you're sour. Or sour than sweet. I don't know how that works.
I think it's those little sweet guys. Than sour.
They're sweet and sour?
No, sour than sweet.
Yeah.
No.
Because you don't want them to stick around and be sour. You want them to be sweet little guys.
I don't know. I'm not much on sour candy.
Okay.
So I like more of a butter-based, rich reduction, like a caramel.
The Galens enjoyed the Rob and Oscar show.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, that was like, he didn't even have to say that. And I didn't even, like, I might have, I don't think I was just inside, I was beaming. And then, but outside, I was like, oh, that's interesting.
Did you say, so how do you like the Rob and Oscar show?
No.
He let it out?
He mentioned it.
Oh, well, that's good. You didn't like have to.
Why I said, but I didn't want to fanboy out. I want to hear, because no one's ever said that before.
Yeah.
Because the beginning of the show, if you just went by what dude says, it says, here's Rob.
Oh, were we back to this? It's just because it's my voice first.
It'd be great if it was, here's Rob and Oscar.
It would be great. But it would be a lie.
We called dude and he said he'd cut it. He said, I'll get together with Rob. And that never happened.
It's a lie, though, because it's when it says, here's Mike, it's still all three of us, right? But Mike is the first voice.
Not always.
Always.
And by the way, evolve, change.
I don't know.
You stay the same, you get left in the past.
Yes.
Speaking of the past,
yes.
Some more show business. So thank you to the Galens.
Thank you, Reed. Sorry about the Trump joke. I didn't mean nothing.
Some of you have heard on your feed and have been asking as of late these dynamic ads that are laid into our overall free show feed.
Right.
What does that mean? The best way to explain it is you'll be listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. You're used to host red ads. Like Mike would say, hey, this is Liquid IV. Great partners of the show.
Sure.
And then we'll go to break and you will hear what is real commercials like you would hear on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
No more than four, maybe one, maybe two, depending on where you are in the country.
Right.
And as I thought in a very, you know, talk to your customers type of way.
Yeah, you were thoughtful.
In my post, I said to the fan club, be honest. Is it annoying or does it sound like we're on the radio again?
Sure.
This, if you're listening on KCJJ, doesn't matter. We're on the radio there. Great.
Yeah, he doesn't put commercials in the show because he doesn't know how to.
No, he puts them on, but he has his own commercial.
That's right.
So John's Captain Grocery, Steve,
yeah.
Nothing to do with you. Not even taking any market share from you. Just moving on with life.
Back to sleep, Steve.
This is about the show. And just to peek behind the curtain here, the evolution to programmatic ads or dynamic insertions, what they call them,
mm-hmm.
Depending on who you're talking to, is an evolution of the podcast space. And for some time, we've had internal pushback on our end to push towards this. How many ads can we sell on a show? For two reasons. One, the software that you have to run those ads on is, it can get pretty expensive if you have a big audience because you're paying for that service.
Right.
And the last thing we want to do is add expense to our overall operating expenses,
right.
Another line item. And then two, there was a thought within the advertising world that, having programmatic on your podcast, and this is has been debunked in the past 3 months, was almost kind of like a black eye because for advertisers out there, why would they advertise on the host read ads?
Of course.
And then you'd also have programmatic ads, mm-hmm. right? So these are questions, and this is real inside baseball, but I figured we address it here.
A lot of people enjoy the inside baseball.
So the short answer is this. This move is sheer out of a sheer necessity to protect the institution of the show. With our overall portfolio of advertisers that have, as you all know, they're ebbs and flows of this economy, but mm-hmm. for them being startups, whether it be Public Rec or these new products we put out, or even Liquid IV, a lot of those brands have had to hit pause or frankly just take a beat from their annual buys or their overall buys simply because they had their own uncertainties in the economy,
of course.
So Rob and I see that as we're going through the reports. I'm like, okay, we have to move to programmatic because programmatic seems to be moving forward, but also balance what is the experience for you, the listener. Like we don't want to plow a ton of ads into the show and annoy what is our baseline listenership. That's not something we want to do. And we are finding, we are learning a way, and we will continue to evolve the way that we serve these to you because the last thing we want to do is ruin your listening experience.
We've always been very big on the presentation. If it's something even as simple
Correct.
As sound quality
Correct.
Or keeping the show formatted like something that you were already familiar with. So it's comfortable and easy to listen to. It's not choppy. It's our show. And the only way we could do this, I mean, there were months of preparation before we pulled the trigger on this, when we figured out a way, because I've heard podcasts where these ads are inserted in the middle of a sentence.
Yes.
And that's not okay.
Yeah. It's off-putting. It's straight. Luckily, we have native breaks, which are the breaks we currently have. So we're going to try something new on this show. You're going to hear in real time that we just take a break and come back with the show, so you don't hear promo as we're running it. So we can actually allow these breaks to happen in post and at a faster clip for Mr. Matt Bloom and Ponyboy. Out of his request. Not to say we won't have promos anymore. It's just we're evolving the product.
Right.
And I welcome your feedback. Don't write to Mike. Do not write to Mike. Just post on the board or Oscar at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Slip into his DMs.
Whatever. Do not do that.
Okay. Sorry. I don't know.
And so you might ask, well, guys, like, is everything okay? Everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it has been in the past, but we're ensuring that it stays okay. Yes. And we have to compete, right? At a higher market. You just have, we, like everything else, you got to continue to evolve. But I'd love to hear your feedback, please. There are ways for us to figure out, you know, it should be half of the ads. Are you getting, some people aren't because they live in certain demographics, so they may never hear them at all.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a moot point, you're like, what are you talking about? Then you're fine.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. On the other end, you might be asking, well, like, who should we support? Support everything. But if you want to, like, if you want to create, a power ranking?
Yeah.
Bonus show. Best way to support the program.
Exactly.
We now have it on Apple Podcasts.
Easy. One button.
You're more than welcome. It'll come on Spotify Online Premium here in the next month. Done and done. Coming along. Our host read ads are, you know, not that it's anybody's business, but as you could probably tell, just like in radio, those are the premium ads.
Yep.
Right? And then we have the programmatic, which are just meant to be commercials.
Mm-hmm. Getting the word out.
Anything that comes from our shop, we're looking at a merch shop. I'm talking to a couple of different people, to do that. Steve, I owe you a call. That's not Captain Steve, different Steve.
Steve is still pushing for us to make the TMOS panini maker.
Got it.
And it's not a big seller,
but, I just want to take a moment, State of the Union. It's a little awkward without, the president, but I'll be Nancy Pelosi, prior to her stepping down. And you
are just as lovely.
Instead of ripping stuff up, I'm letting you know this is where we're at.
Okay, very good.
Fair?
Yes.
Matt, how do you feel about all this?
You know what? I think it's an evolution that we had to make, and we're doing it. And I think we're doing fine.
And you're no way bothered by the additional work on the back end.
You know what? That part's great because I love being able to dedicate myself more to the product.
Do you know that if we had isolated his two answers that he just gave us, they could go for any question we ask him about anything. Mm-hmm. You are listening to the show, right?
Sure, sure.
Okay, that's a good guy. So we certainly appreciate
that. That is that. Feel free to rewind this and unpack what I just said if it made no sense. If you don't care, then fast forward through it. That's where we stand.
But we do appreciate your honesty, your clarity.
Yeah, we started this I knew we had to address this at some point. I just didn't know how quickly these dynamic ads were going to span across our listenership. There are many listeners that haven't heard a thing.
No,
so they're like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I do love our listeners, in fact, in the fact that they're not upset. It seems to me most of them are not upset. They're just concerned.
Yeah.
They want to know what's going on.
Have you been hacked?
Yeah, what's going on here?
We have not been hacked.
No.
It's just, it's an evolution of the marketplace, and we thank you for your support,
and we
thank you for your concern. But again, let me know, Oscar at MikeOMaraShow.com or right on Facebook. Do not write Mike.
Don't.
Because you're just going to annoy him. He's here to do what he does.
Right.
And Jennifer's in town. Don't distract him.
Does she have anything to do with the air conditioning install?
I don't think so.
I thought she brought.
I don't think so.
I think she came into town and brought her Freon.
Okay, now I've taken your time to address the not so fun stuff.
Right.
I can now share with you an ultimate hack for LAX rental cars.
Okay, so this is the airport in Los Angeles. Yes. Okay.
I had these notes outside of the medical emergency in Los Angeles, and we've got our intern, Marco, who's from Los Angeles, who lives near LAX, so God bless him.
He lives in that building with the two arches, doesn't he? I think he does.
Where the old control tower is?
Yeah, exactly.
By the way, did you know that the World Cup and the Olympics, the Summer Olympics?
Are in Los Angeles?
Yes. Am I mistaken? Someone looked that up. Everybody has computers, and I'm talking. I can't do a lot.
And the World Series?
There's just so much going on.
The Academy Awards? That's right.
Because they're building up the airport, and I finally asked one of our Uber drivers, I said, what's the story with this? This place looks like it's been bombed or, you know, Beirut.
They're getting ready.
And they said they're getting ready.
Is that the first Olympics there since 84?
I think so.
Wow.
Not the first World Cup. They had the Women's World Cup there.
Right.
But yeah, there's a lot going on in LA.
Yeah, it looks like they're getting the Olympics in 2028 and World Cup in 2026.
How does that add to your back end, Pony?
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm going to enjoy participating in that.
Thank you.
Synergistically.
That's synergistically is the title of the show. And that's it.
Pony's
okay,
back.
Okay, yes. In Matt Bloom, synergistically. Not a word. I don't think it is, at least. My brother, the cheapest man I know, but also the wealthiest man related to me.
Yeah, and well, that they're related.
Yes. You save. Yes, then that compounds, and then you have more money.
A penny saved is a penny
earned.
We're
learning in our 40s and 50s.
That's right.
So
your brother runs programmatic ads in his conversations.
Yeah, he runs Bordertown. So we're flying out for this gig in Los Angeles,
right.
And I knew we needed a car because while I love my sister, when we borrow a car from her, then we're on her time. Right?
Exactly.
Anybody that's a little brother, younger, totem pole, like you're at the bottom, not at the top.
It's a big ask.
In the hierarchy, it's, sure, we have a car, but you know they come with strings.
Sure, sure.
And I needed to know that I could pack a vehicle up with Pelican cases for broadcast, and there was no issues, or I scratched something or not, like, right. Just needed a minivan, whatever.
People should know that Pelican cases do not contain actual Pelicans.
No, they don't. They're just meant for broadcast gear.
Exactly. They're very protective.
So we fly to Los Angeles with six cases total. By the way, we're now certified as a media company, so we don't have to pay overage charges on suitcases, on if something's over 50 pounds.
No kidding.
It's all the same price.
Wow. You know what? That's great. That's the first time this has helped you since COVID started and you were able to get into D.C.
Would have been nice for the TMOS travel, but didn't happen. Okay. But
I got a banner. That's me.
It's oversized, sir. It's going to be $300. Okay, goodbye.
Maybe it's golf clubs then. I got a banner.
We have it now.
Yes.
So we fly with six like hard cases and our suitcases. So that's
eight
total.
Right.
My brother, I'm on the phone with him via text on the plane. I said, hey, like, what's the best place to rent a car? And I know that you always go to that off the beaten path place because you're cheap. And he writes,
what is it, like Carl's Rent-A-Car, or is it a name place?
He said, cheap is an insult. He goes, I'm frugal, and I pay for all your vacations. That's what he texts back to me. And these are all facts.
This is, I don't know that cheap is an insult.
These are all facts.
Next time, use the word parsimonious.
Yeah.
People like that.
And I said, yes, you do pay for all the vacations we travel on. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I said, fine. Whatever you, a frugal man, where do we rent from?
His name is Oscar Frugal.
You can rent from Hertz, Emerald, whatever they have.
Avis,
all the big dogs.
Dollar.
You take the little shuttle to the big dog, rent-a-car nest that's like right outside of LAX airport. Or.
Yes.
You can go to Fox, F-O-X, rental.
Is that owned by your buddy Dominique?
No.
Okay.
Nor the network. It is off the beaten path. When I say off the beaten path, you think you are lost when you're like your Uber driver has.
So they don't offer a shuttle? You have to Uber there?
They do, but the shuttle is like hit or miss.
Okay.
When you return the car, they said, if you're going to take our shuttle, please arrive 4 hours early It's not very timely.
Wow.
Yes.
That's not a very good shuttle.
So Fox Rent-A-Car.
Yeah.
If you've ever seen Sicario, the movie.
Right.
It's straight out of central casting where this place is located.
Okay.
And I'm not knocking. Look, I am not knocking the city.
Okay.
The city. I mean, the city has lots of struggles.
It's known as the City of Angels.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So this place is right off West Century Boulevard in Los Angeles, 5500, because you could find a bunch of different ones.
How long of an Uber drive is it from the airport?
13 minutes.
Okay. All right. So that's
traffic. That's not bad.
That's not bad, but that's still a ride.
It takes 13 minutes to go a mile.
So, yeah, exactly.
Just because it's LAX.
Yeah.
But when you arrive, this is what you do. By the way, I'm on their Google page right now.
Yeah.
One of their pictures is an empty lot. So this is how much.
You know what? That shows success because all the cars are rented.
This is how much. This is the bit my brother has hacked over the last 5 years.
I swear
of frugalness.
That picture that they posted looks like a place that says, hey, here's a place to do your drug deal.
It looks like it's been abandoned.
Yeah,
I get
it. It does. Yeah.
So, and they don't have great reviews.
Except
like a lot
from
of
your
five
brother.
Stars, a lot of one stars. This the one star says, waited for shuttle bus for 40 minutes from the office.
Well, you see, they didn't plan ahead because they were warned about this.
Yeah, they tell you, hey, the shuttle bus is hit or miss.
Meanwhile, your brother has five stars, say it allows me to pay for other people's vacations.
My brother says, go in there, get the compact. Like, get the lowest price. The compact is like, what, $29 these days?
Mm-hmm.
Who knows? By the way, this is the weekend where you had the Festival of Books, you had Coachella, you have so much stuff going on, so there should be nothing and everything's jacked up.
Yeah, including the general hubbub of show business.
Yes.
Always happening.
NBA playoffs.
Yes.
It's just crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in there, I've got my eight cases, I look like I'm FOB, like I just came off of some transatlantic flight.
You should be carrying a grocery bag with like celery and a loaf of bread.
My Russian mail order bride's there with all our like possessions from a foreign land.
Uh-huh.
We have to take an Uber to the place.
Right.
Which, by the way, costs $70. Different story.
How much?
Because of surge pricing. So I don't know how much I saved in the long run. But yeah, we did it.
Charges a lot.
My wife is calling me cheap the whole time because we have all these Pelican cases and a 1 mile ride to the rental place. And I really am questioning my approach to this.
How tough was it fitting all those cases into one Uber?
It was an SUV.
Okay. All right.
He
so
helped
did,
me
okay.
lift them.
Okay. That's good. That's good.
And then Shannon was just shaking her head rudely being like, how's this going to fit in a compact? Why did you reserve a compact?
I know one thing, if you get a... if you get a smaller Uber, what doesn't fit is a banner.
Correct. So we get there. I say, sir, look at my wife in all these cases. We have to do something. I have to get an SUV. Can you upgrade me? That's what my brother said, right?
Right.
He goes, my friend, this is Coachella weekend too. Do you think we have SUV? So then I'm like, oh my God. How the hell am I going to get these cases to my sister's house?
Yeah.
Let alone a book festival or the LA Times. So then we get, he goes, let's see what we have. So we go back there.
Right.
Minivan, 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 minivan. I was like, can I take any of these minivans? Like, just let me know what it costs.
Uh-huh.
He's like, reserved. So I'm like, but he's showing me all these cars.
But he wants you to see them. Apparently there is a lot of families of five flying in.
And when I tell you this place is empty, it's empty. Nobody goes to this place. It's empty. It's 8 p.m. It's empty.
Oh, so you hit it at 8 p.m.?
Yes!
That's a great place to go to a rental car place.
So,
off the beaten path.
We get there. Long story short, I got to give it up to my brother and his frugalness. Instead of paying what should have been $120 a day,
right?
We ended up getting an SUV that had just come in. Lucky.
Yeah.
Lucky. And we paid for the entire week no more than $520.
That's pretty good.
With insurance.
How did you swing it? I mean,
because he said,
how convenient was it that the SUV just rolled in at the right time?
I saw it. He wasn't looking for it.
So you weren't playing.
He was going to put me into some hybrid.
A
like,
Juke?
No, a crossover that looked like it fit nothing.
Yeah.
And I said, what about that Durango?
Ah.
Gunmetal gray. Looked like I was running drugs.
Yeah,
perfect.
Sure. Perfect.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, for that neighborhood.
And No, it wasn't even the neighborhood. It was just like, this is what people come in that are like, I felt like it was an episode of Heat.
Okay.
Like, you know?
Yeah, I do.
You like, somehow I'm paying for the compact, but yes. The Durango with bulletproof windows gets rolled out, and then there's some transaction in the back made and moved on.
Sure.
Is it a dicey proposition? Do you want to take your family and stand on the corner of this certain boulevard at 8:30 p.m.? No. You leave them at the airport.
Yeah.
You or the mom, dad, whoever decides, whoever's the bravest, you get into the Uber, you go to Fox, rent the car, and then you go and pick up your family.
You guys wait at Hudson News.
Yeah. You guys wait here.
At Panera.
Play on your phones. I'll be back in 30, but we will save the family $500.
That's pretty amazing. And how did your brother find this place originally? Because it's not like you can just stumble on it.
I don't know, man. He'll like, do the work.
The cheap network?
He'll do the work. I tried a Turo. I was going to rent a car from a stranger. Everything was over $1,000. Hertz was $1,000. Everything was terrible.
Yeah.
$550 for the week.
That's great.
And, you know, yes. Did we wait for the shuttle for roughly an hour? Yes. But I prepped for that mentally.
Yeah.
And did we get to the airport 5 hours early so we had the hour buffer?
Sure. Yes. That's perfect.
I prepped for that mentally.
Yeah, my friend.
Done, 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 done. Did the shuttle smell like my ass? Yes, but I prepped for that mentally.
Is that also on the Facebook page?
No.
Okay. The shuttle is not timely and it smells like
and
your ass.
And do they have a little tip thing for the shuttle? Yes, because the guys that's driving it, God bless them, he's probably not getting paid enough. Took care of him.
You did? You honored the tip on policy.
Yes, but when I tell you, the feeling of saving money in today's economy is priceless.
That's great.
LA, Fox Rental, get the little guy. And when you get there, say, do you happen to have an upgrade? You will not pay full price.
Now, did Shannon appreciate what you did? Because leading up to it, all you said is she's
annoyed.
How was she annoyed? Everything came together.
I don't know. It's different when, and for you ladies out there, earmuffs. As the man who pays the bills.
Yes.
That knows what things cost and our overall budget.
Right.
$500 is $500.
That's true.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
As my wife, who is my princess. I'm going to throw up. I can't believe I just said that.
Yeah, it was hard for you to say. Do you want to say it again? Get a running start?
My wife, who's my princess.
Much better.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I've come to the realization you got to take care of your family. As long as they're happy, we're good.
Yes.
No friction. Fine. I'll live that life. And I'm happy to.
Mm-hmm.
If you add up the frowns and sighs that I went through picking up the car.
Right.
And then the amount of texts, are you okay, when I was in back of the building looking at the cars.
Oh, so she didn't even come with you to look at the cars?
No, safety, under the lights, the door.
That might not have been your best move.
She said, is the danger you might have put us in worth the money you're going to save?
Okay, now obviously the parking lot, we've seen a photo of the parking lot, and as the kids say, it's sus.
Jimmy Hoffa is buried under that parking lot.
However, did you ever feel you were in danger? And you've got a pretty good gauge for that.
If it was packed, yes.
Okay.
Because as soon as we were pulling out, there was a bus that arrived. And if you've ever been in a...
Oh, the shuttle bus arrived?
Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
Line. And I mean, no... That Dan O'Brien, these good people go on Spirit Airlines. He's a good guy.
Yes. Spirit, when you can't get Breeze.
When you see the fights online in the Spirit Airlines.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. On the plane.
Yeah.
It's dicey.
Well, what you did is you dodged the bad element.
Well, it's not the bad element. It's because they're the cheapest in town.
Yes.
And right? You know what? They're even cheaper this week because they're having a Cinco de Mayo celebration and you're invited to the Fox Fiesta. You've got to check out their website.
That's a real thing.
And let me tell you. This is coming from a Latin man.
I would
this
rent not, a Ford Fiesta.
This is not cultural. This is completely the real deal. Like, I sign off on these guys. Maybe keep your loved ones at the airport, but if you want to save some cash, like material cash, all day.
Will you use it again?
Oh, yes, of course.
And you'll leave her at the restaurant at the airport?
When you drop off the car, drop your family off first, mm-hmm. and then fill up. You don't want to pay those, you know, filler up bills that's $8 a gallon. Don't want to do that.
I don't think Fox gives you a deal on gas.
When you pull up and, you know, the blood in, blood out guy comes up and like talks to you and says, hey, man, where's your paperwork? You give him the paperwork. Don't ask for like sweet, like, hey, thanks. Everything's cool. Just walk away.
You didn't grab
walk
him
away to the shuttle.
You didn't grab his hand with both of your hands and say, "I just want to say."
No, I said gracias. I started speaking in Spanish because he looked Latin, and he's like, "I don't speak Spanish, man." I'm like, "Oh,
kind of like
see you later."
Kind of like the guy in Ferris Bueller,
yeah,
or in Reno,
yeah, or all-time Reno, right?
Classic. Yes, yeah, greatest moment ever.
Because
in Los Angeles, everyone was speaking Spanish.
People should know that Oscar has a rudimentary knowledge of the Spanish language.
Now, I'm much better than I used to be.
Well, yeah, but it's funny, and I stand by this. When you speak Spanish, it's cute.
Well, thank you.
I think it's adorable.
So, if you're good with saving money, no frills, no, maybe one bench in the entire place for someone to sit down and wait.
Right.
And you like standing and you don't mind it.
You're not put off by chalk outlines.
Yeah, just keep moving.
Yeah, just keep going.
Keep moving. Just keep it moving, save some money. But I remember telling Shannon, I was like, I know you're annoyed by this, but $500 saved is $500 saved.
You didn't join the Fox Frequent Renter Club or anything like that?
I did not.
That's good. Well, you'll be back this weekend for the Fiesta, I'm sure.
I'm down for the Fiesta.
That should be good.
Remember, 35% off.
Go little. Little guy. Compact.
No tacos in
and
your car, please.
And then supersize it when you get there, once you're at the counter.
When we come back, I found a TV show that I'm in love with, and I'll explain to you why, okay?
Nice.
It is the Mike O'Mara Show, and we're back after this. You know what? You could have saved a lot of trouble.
Yes.
As if you just packed electric e-bike to Los Angeles.
Well, I mean, at this point, with all the Pelican cases, it could have done it in a heartbeat.
Well, you're a balance guy. You could balance it.
Let's balance it.
Yeah, sure.
On my
sure.
head.
Spring into outdoor adventures with electric e-bikes. Enjoy the bike you want with amazing and affordable finance options. These fast, fun, and foldable bikes are perfect for quick store trips or longer adventures. They're packed with features like a removable battery, LCD display, and multiple levels of pedal assist. Electric e-bikes are perfect for anyone. Plus, they help lower gas costs and reduce your carbon footprint. So join Oscar when he is on this coast and millions of other people, all the happy riders, and say goodbye to parking fees and experience the freedom of riding electric e-bike this spring. It's changed your life around the city.
I love seeing our parking attendant roll in on his, and I'm like, oh, I can't wait till we're both matching.
You should race him.
That might be fun.
It would be good. Start your next adventure with Electric E-Bikes Ready, Set, Spring Sale. Visit electricebikes.com to learn more and explore the new Expedition Cargo e-bike and all of the other epic models Electric has to offer. That's LECTRIC, electricebikes.com. You'll be glad you did. So every now and then, HBO really does introduce something that I feel is almost intended for me. And they've been promoting this for a long time to a point where I thought, sure, I already put it in my DVR to make sure they grab it, but it's not going to be as good as I've got it made out to be in my head. It's called The White House Plumbers. And it is a docudrama based on the Watergate break-ins of the early 1970s, right? And I thought, you know what? It'll be okay. I was so tickled by this last night. I adored it. Woody Harrelson is a great E. Howard Hunt, but the winner is Justin Theroux. Is his name Theroux?
Theroux.
Theroux.
You, once married to Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, Carrie is a fan of him.
Yeah,
but
he's a heartthrob.
But he's not so much of a heartthrob when he's dressed as a guy.
No, they all eat him up.
As a guy that I used to work with. And it's so funny that I really did, at one time, work with a historical footnote, G. Gordon Liddy. And watching this was such a throwback to thinking about some of the weird places I've been put in. I've run board for Liddy. I've been in a studio with Liddy. I've hung out with Liddy. Mm-hmm. And he was nuts. Make no mistake. He was a crazy guy. And because of that, he was sort of entertaining. But the first time I really had any one-on-one conversation with G. Gordon Liddy, and I don't know if I've ever told you this, I was doing stunt work for the Don and Mike show So I believe I was in tight green shorts, a bra, and a huge wig.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sitting in the lobby waiting to do whatever bit it was. And he said, I understand you had an ingrown toenail. And it was because that had been a discussion on the show. I said, I did, Mr. Liddy. He says, I can instruct you as to how to cut your toenails so they will never be ingrown.
Oh my God.
And that's, there was the same sincerity of him telling me how to cut my toenails as there was when he talks politics or patriotism mm-hmm. or anything. He was just a very, very intense man.
Do you, and I know Rob is passionate about something because he asked me to watch it.
Yeah, I was excited about it.
Two things. Woody Harrelson got into an altercation while filming this series at the Watergate Bar. Just a quick footnote.
Yeah.
That he got in a
great on location DC filming.
Bar
by
fight.
The way. Yeah.
Of all things.
Yeah, a bar fight.
Or a shoving match.
Yes. A set to a Brannigan.
At the Watergate Bar.
A dust up.
While they were filming. So I thought that was funny. We turn around with Shannon.
Yeah.
I said, Rob asked me to watch something about plumbing.
That's not about plumbing. It was called the White House, but they called themselves the plumbers.
I just said in passing, we have to watch something about plumbing. It's at 9 p.m. Two things. First, HBO must be jammed with content, and I'm happy to see that.
Yes.
Because this show would traditionally come on a Sunday, but they have Succession.
Right.
And all the other new shows are putting out.
Yeah.
So there's a Monday release. I have historical knowledge of G. Gordon Liddy just from school.
Right.
And the somewhat of the overlap I got to listen to for Don and Mike and the Liddy show.
There was a certain, it built to a certain feud.
Correct. Yeah. Correct. Mm-hmm. And then what you all have shared with me over the years from working with him, I asked my wife, I said, you know, well, the reason why we're watching this is because Rob is obsessed with G. Gordon Liddy. And she says,
it's a little strong, but yeah, says, it has an interest.
Yes. Yeah. And they used to work together. She goes, do you mean these guys? I was like, yeah, the guy who Justin Theroux is with the crazy mustache that's in love with Hitler. That's Rob's guy. And she goes, wait, so they broke into the DNC national headquarters? And this is when, look, I love my wife.
Yes, of course, she's your princess.
But there are times where I think, my God, like, what is the Maryland school system like? If they didn't, like, if this wasn't on a test and you just don't remember this.
Yeah, it was certainly, it was in all the papers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She said, did these guys break into the DNC at the Watergate?
Yes.
And I said, I thought she was like gaslighting me.
Yeah.
I said, do you not know this? This is why everybody's like, oh, that's the Watergate.
Yeah.
When we drive by it.
It's a huge deal.
And then she says, I'm 30 something, like 35.
Right.
I'm 36, Oscar. Like, I don't know. I said, this is history.
Yeah, that's like saying
this is
you didn't
DC
know
history.
About, she didn't know about the American Revolution because she wasn't around back
and then. And then I'm like, she goes, well, did they go to jail? And I said, Shannon, you now have to pay attention to every ounce of dialogue in this show because you should know this. And she goes, I don't need a history lesson from you. And I'm like, probably not.
Well,
because
maybe.
I thought the go-go 40s were, I have all those years wrong.
Yeah.
But I know this, right?
Yeah, you can paint in broad strokes. Yeah.
And she said, why would Nixon do this? And I said, that's what the country was asking itself.
Exactly. He was a flawed man.
I have to look this up.
So it's, what, did she go to TikTok? What did she do?
To Wikipedia to see
of course, go to Wiki,
if Liddy went to jail or the White House plumbers went
to jail. Of course he went to jail. He watched the ants.
And I was so, I said, the guy is a cartoon character.
He really was.
And so what's also great is that if I'm having this conversation with my wife, who's in her 30s, which I don't give her a pass for not knowing, there's probably people in their 20s.
Of course.
The Marcos are the, and maybe I'm wrong. Marco, throw your headset on if you don't mind. Give him the headset. By the way, we'll feature Marco tomorrow on the show as Marco is going to Rome, Italy for a year abroad next year.
So just dropping off some resumes?
This is the last
or what
of
is
it.
He
He's
doing?
Studying abroad.
Oh, that's very nice. My daughter did that for what, 2 weeks? That's nice that you're taking a year
full
to do
year.
That. Yeah.
Marco.
I hope he comes back fast.
What do you know about Watergate?
Well, first of all, Rob, I will come back fat. But
good.
You're rooting against his you're rooting against his physique.
Well, there's excellent food over there. I'm just saying, I hope he enjoys himself. And I made it rather pointed.
Go ahead.
Can you repeat the question? Sorry.
Yeah. What do you know about Watergate? When I say Watergate, what does that mean to you?
I mean, like, obviously it's the hotel on the waterfront, but I just think of Nixon.
Okay. You know? Yeah, okay, but what's his relationship to the Watergate?
There's like, no terrible answer. Just
no,
what are
no,
your
wrong
answers?
Answers.
Yeah, no wrong
yeah.
answers.
Like that was like the start of what got him impeached.
Okay.
American University. Yeah. I'm so proud of you. Yes.
Yay.
Yes.
I'm not sure. Nixon was not impeached. He resigned before.
Okay. Hey, well,
he was, hey. I know this, Rob. He was going to be impeached, but he resigned before
Precisely.
The process could start.
All right. Now here's another question for you. If I say G. Gordon Liddy, what do you think of? Or have you ever heard of him?
I have no idea who that is.
Yeah, a footnote in history. He's not even that.
He's a historical footnote.
Yeah, you're okay with that.
Okay,
you're
just curious.
Okay. Can you go grab, do me a favor, Marco.
Mm-hmm.
Go and grab Ethan.
Oh, this will be good.
Okay.
All right? And then don't tell him what we're going to have. So we have a question for him on air.
Yes.
All right.
That could very well affect his future with the company.
No, don't say that.
No, don't say that.
Okay, so American's great.
Yeah.
Now, Ethan was a former intern. His body of knowledge is vast.
Yes.
Though he's more into sports.
Yes.
But so is Marco, right?
Yeah.
And Marco's already kind of heard, like, he could have Googled back there and said what the story is.
Yeah.
Hold on. I think Shannon's running interference that Ethan's doing something else.
Yeah, he's recording healthcare.
Disregard. I'm sorry. Right. Let's get Shannon on the line.
Can we get Shannon in here?
Shannon.
And do we have any, like, do we have any toddlers running around that we could grab?
No, I mean young people, right?
Youngish people, yeah. So...
Excuse me. Hello.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Oscar's princess.
How may I help you?
Yes.
I should call her my queen, right? Princess is creepy.
No, yeah. Princess is nice.
No.
It is?
Yeah.
No, that's what you call a child.
No. Like,
well,
I'm a princess, but he's right. I'm his queen.
I'm her queen.
Well, that's what Elvis used to say. You're
queen.
McQueen.
Yes.
You're McQueen.
Okay. All right.
You're McQueen.
Shannon.
Yes. Rob.
With your extensive Googling and Wikipediaing last night, or Wicking, I guess it would be.
Remember the plumber Wicking? Show we were watching?
Tell me a little bit about Watergate.
OMG.
Oh, TTYL.
Okay. I know that they broke into the DNC.
Mm-hmm. And that stands for?
The Democratic National Committee.
Precisely.
Ding. Thank God.
Mm-hmm.
I almost said convention.
They do have a convention, yes.
Oh, okay, great. Okay.
That's the DNCC.
So what happened?
They broke into the DNC and they stole classified documents.
Not classified, but
they
got caught.
They got caught, yeah.
Yeah.
They got caught stealing documents?
And the guy that loves Hitler, Rob likes.
Oh, right. Yeah. Gordon Liddy.
You keep drawing that parallel. I don't know what you're shooting at. I don't necessarily like him because he likes Hitler.
Well, they really highlighted that.
I know. That was very funny. And
don't you have a little piece of that blimp that blew up?
Yeah, that was the Hindenburg. That was a piece of modern engineering.
But he brings up the Hindenburg.
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
He loved seeing it at his home in New Jersey, which was also very funny.
I mean, that's why I'm like, this is why this guy's obsessed with them.
So Howard Hunt goes to Liddy. This is not a spoiler alert. It's just a very funny sequence.
No, let him watch. Let's finish with Shannon here.
Okay. All right.
What other questions
do you have? What do you know about who actually broke in to the DNC?
Oh, I have no idea.
Okay. Who was behind the break-in ultimately?
Nixon.
That's right. Okay. And why was he breaking in?
Because he was a scoundrel.
Well, he was a scoundrel. But what was...
You go out on a high note, Peach.
Yeah,
I love you.
Well, wasn't I actually? He was trying to find out some secrets, right?
We'll accept that. He wanted to play dirty tricks on the Democrats, which he felt they were playing against him first.
Oh, so. What kind of dirty tricks?
Like, you know, bucket of water on the door.
Yeah.
Whoopee cushion, all these things.
Fish in the ceiling.
What?
Fish in the drywall.
Drywall?
Yeah.
Well, the ceiling, up the joint. You know, because you've got like,
the drop
is it drop
ceiling?
Ceiling?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Drywall's a lot of work.
I smell something. What is
smells
what
is like she bash.
What is that? What is that?
So then what were the dirty tricks though, other than the fish?
Well, no, they just wanted the secrets
Hold on. In modern electorate, there are, at least in our country, there are two primary parties, the Republicans and the Democrats.
That's exactly right.
And every 4 years, they compete for the presidency.
I know this. Is this a joke? Will you quit messing with me?
Shannon.
All right, that is rude and offensive, and what, I don't appreciate it.
Approximately every 48 months, citizens will go to a local elementary school.
Oh my God, I hate you.
The midterms.
Yes.
I know about that stuff too.
And there's a booth.
But I just learned that one.
But you have to show ID.
And you go in and you select
thing. And then the person who gets the most votes.
Hey. Would you, you know what? That's it. I need to turn up my gain. That's it. All right. Now I can hear myself.
Yeah. Now,
and now everybody can hear me.
Yeah. What a blessing.
Oh my gosh, I got really loud. I'm going to turn myself down a little bit.
Okay, Peach.
Yeah.
I love you. I know you got to get back to work. We just want to check in. Are you down with the Plumber Show or are you out?
No, it's really good. Okay. I liked it.
Awesome. Thank you.
I'm down. I'm ready for episode 2 and then episode 3 and then episode 4.
And
okay.
And you're going to learn about history.
Yeah, because I actually really don't know that much about the Watergate scandal. Other
really?
Than it was the Watergate scandal.
Yes.
You know what? Hey, don't you sass me.
Did you know there's a secret tunnel that connects the Watergate Hotel to the Kennedy Center?
I didn't know that.
I don't believe you.
For actually, it's the Watergate apartment complex.
It's
a benefit for living there. You can get to the Kennedy Center underground.
Didn't know.
How about that?
Fascinating.
Well, it is really close. I guess that's not that big of a deal.
But what is cool also, I love a movie that has, or a television show that has excellent.
Thank
you,
Peach.
You're welcome. Bye.
Gain is down. Mic is off. I like when they have great shots of Washington, D.C., and it's beautifully done. But
that's always fun.
That is fun because that's what you see every day.
Where did Liddy live?
Liddy lived in Fort Washington, but I don't know where he was at this point. I think he was probably closer to
Arlington.
The city. Probably.
Yeah.
And they got the names of the kids right. It blew my mind when he introduced his wife and talked about how he chose her for breeding purposes, which he always talked about.
I thought that
was eugenics.
Like,
that's scary stuff.
Yeah, that's why he was. That's why he chose her. He said, I'm not a very tall man, so I chose a large woman with excellent mathematics skills.
Oh, weirdo.
Yeah. It's
but
very odd.
Accurate to the lore that you all.
Well, actually, accurate to what I've heard him say.
Right.
And the fact that at the dinner party, when he has Howard Hunt and his wife over, and he says, I'd like to play you something, and he plays a phonograph record of Hitler's speeches.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very funny sequence I won't spoil with a neighborhood kid that had me laughing out loud. But while Hitler is screaming in the background, I used to tell Carrie, I said, you know, he didn't do a lot of impressions, but he did an impression of Hitler.
Of course he did.
And that doesn't really play in like
really
a morning.
Really off-putting these days, right?
It doesn't really play in like a morning zoo.
It should have been off-putting then.
It really was. But
he's like, they used to, even his justification of why he even has a record is weird.
Yeah.
There's a lot I don't know.
Yeah.
I didn't, the name Hunt.
Yes.
Was not in my, like, I just know Liddy.
Yeah, he was like his part. Well, Liddy was a more colorful character, and I think that sort of, and also he had a better post-Watergate career than Howard Hunt. But another thing, I mean, as funny as it is, to see a major television show shot in the city where I worked, mm-hmm. so I recognized everything, to see the guy who they made really look like the young Liddy, like spookily so, and then Egil Crow, the guy with the glasses,
mm-hmm.
I've met him.
You have?
Yes. He came in, he wrote a book, and he promoted it on the Liddy Show.
That's cool.
But Crow was one of the other guys in the Oval Office when Nixon met Elvis. Mm. So I talked to him about Elvis, which was really, really cool. And it's just sort of surreal when I take a step back and I think about there are times that I have just lightly crossed paths with history, and now they're making a TV show about a guy that I've met. It's very odd.
This is what I've learned on this show.
Okay.
Is your obsession with Elvis continues to boggle my mind.
Yes, you'll hear him again in the flip side today.
The Johnson, as I was explaining to my wife, it was Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon.
Exactly.
Thought that
that's
she,
the
she,
order.
She seemed to understand that order, but she's like, "When did Nixon?" And I was like, "Let me just tell you, I don't want to hear the guesses."
Well, you mean she doesn't know? Like, I mean, I can understand like getting Fillmore and Madison mixed up, but
I look, it's not. This is she knows a lot, but
she can't trace the presidents from like World War II to the present.
I don't think a lot of people can. I can because I had to become a citizen.
Marco, put on the headphones.
Don't Google this.
No. I'm just curious.
I was hoping you guys are going to call me up right here.
Okay, good.
He's probably like, this is why I came to this wonderful city.
I will give you this. Franklin Delano Roosevelt was president during World War II, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we can
How many terms?
Four.
Exactly.
Well, like he died at the start of the fourth one.
That's precisely right. Oh. Very good.
Oh.
Name the presidents.
Most people wouldn't know that.
No, that's very true. Name the presidents from Roosevelt to Biden in order, starting okay. with Roosevelt.
Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Johnson, Nixon, Ford, Carter, Reagan, Bush, Clinton, Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, I told you.
You know what's great?
I'm so proud.
There was a joke in the White House Plumbers about American University, and yet he disproved
it. Yeah, look at you.
He said it's no, not. It's American. It's not Harvard.
You, I promise you, I'm the outlier.
We lucked out.
Anyway, if you have any interest in history, or if you yes. feel like you're a little lacking in that department, yeah. or if you just want something, because they really bungled things. Left and right.
Yeah, it's.
Did you love the walkie-talkies?
Yeah, it's like there's some satire, even if it's like, you know, embellished for the show.
Yeah,
just the idea that this even happened.
It's great.
It's so funny. And what right off the top, I didn't know they tried to break in four times.
I didn't either. I have the wrong tools.
We'll come back.
It's so great. So
you
great.
Couldn't get away with that in today's world.
I think you're gonna like episode two because that's the one with Forrest Gump.
Really?
Yeah, that's when Forrest Gump discovers the breaking
in. You see him with his shadow in the background?
Exactly. But anyway, big, big thumbs up. And I'm curious, you know what? I hope Mike watched it because I want to see what he thinks about it.
I mean, you all worked with him. That's crazy.
Yeah, it's very weird to be, and remember, you cut the corners of your toenails yes. and they won't ingrow. All right. We'll be back
Gross.
In just a second. Fabric. Is great. Get your financial planning on track this season with Fabric by Gerber Life's quick and easy insurance policies. Customize a quote in just 10 minutes and get coverage up to $1 million for less than a dollar a day. Enjoy 30-day money-back guarantee and the flexibility to cancel anytime. Protect your family's future. Get Fabric by Gerber Life today. Gerber is a name you can trust, truly. They've been around forever. They're not going to put their name on something that's fly-by-night or sketchy. Gerber is the way to go. Fabric was designed by parents for parents to help you get a high-quality, surprisingly affordable term life insurance policy in less than 10 minutes. You could be offered coverage instantly with no health exam required. Protect your family today with Fabric by Gerber Life. Apply today in just 10 minutes at meetfabric.com/TMOS. That's meetfabric.com/TMOS. MEET. Fabric.com/TMOS. Policies issued by Western Southern Life Assurance Company. Not available in certain states. Prices subject to underwriting and health questions. Thank you so much. Now, Uber. You talked about Uber just earlier.
Yes.
And, you know, I think of all the people on the show, you probably Uber more than anyone else because you're a city guy, right?
You have to. Carrying two car notes for the city makes zero sense.
Right.
I'm still of the opinion that we don't need a car.
Yeah.
Because if I had to get to my mom's, I could take a Zipcar if that's still around or one of those services.
But I'd say that the fact that you have to occasionally travel to see, well, you on a weekly basis travel to see your mom, that's probably why you have the car,
yeah,
right?
But what does a car note cost these days?
Too much.
Right?
Very expensive. Yeah.
Five trips. This is how granular I don't know if it's turning 45. I don't know if it's becoming an adult. I was always like this, though.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is the cost benefit for doing this?
Right.
The Volvo is nice. If you want to buy it, call me. Because it just, we don't drive it enough.
Yeah.
We just don't.
It's a beautiful car.
I got the e-bikes. If it's raining and we don't want to deal with that, we get an Uber.
You have the jetpack.
No jetpack.
Yeah, well, the airspace is I mean, Uber has come out with an annual lost and found list. And
I love this. It's great. By the way, stock up.
On what?
On Uber.
Oh,
this morning, like surging.
Okay.
So if you're in and you held, congrats.
Let's start with a small guessing game. What do you think? And Pony, you can play if you like. What are the 10 most commonly forgotten items on an Uber?
Is it in order of relevance or?
In order of commonality.
Okay.
So number one is the most common.
Phone.
Phone is number two.
Oh.
Damn. And here's the thing. I wouldn't think a phone would be, because you have it in your hand all the time. What do you do when you're in an Uber? You surf your phone, right?
Yeah, but sometimes you get up, you forget it's there.
Okay, well, that's number two. Mm-hmm. Very good. Pony, can you beat it?
I would think like a bag, like a purse or something, or a wallet.
And, oh, I'm sorry you lost your purse, Pony. That's number three, backpack or purse.
I have left plugs or chargers.
Ah, you know what? Amazingly, that headphones is number five. Headphones, I'll count that for number five.
Okay.
The one thing I left, and this is back in the days of cabs, I lost my company ID when we were in New York, and I couldn't get into my building. And it was horrifying. And then
embarrassing.
Very embarrassing. The driver actually picked it up, found the address of the building, and brought it to
me. That's nice.
I gave him a huge tip. Yeah. Any other guesses for 10 commonly forgotten?
So charger you have.
Yeah, well, headphones, I have that. I put that in as a charger, yeah.
Okay. No, those aren't headphones.
You said earbuds or charger, didn't you?
No.
Okay, so charger not on here.
Oh, damn.
Headphones at number five.
Okay. I didn't say earbuds at all. That's so crazy.
I thought you looped it in. My fault.
So five on the earbuds.
Mm-hmm.
Cash.
Cash is...
A wallet. Your wallet.
Yeah, I'll give wallet number four. You're still missing number one.
I don't know.
Clothing.
Oh my God. Whoa. That is so in the trunk.
Yeah, exactly. You put, or you maybe slip out of your coat or something like that.
I had three custom tailored Chinese suits that I left in back of a cab.
Now, people should know these suits were made in China. They weren't made to make you look Chinese.
No, okay. They were made in China. I had them made in Beijing specifically for baptisms. This is before, you know, we started this business, before I went to business school. This was a trip abroad, each suit, something.
This from your trip to China?
Yes. They were $120 a piece. Here, a custom suit easily will cost you $1,500.
Exactly, yeah.
This is before Indochino or Blank Label around, when you can get a suit for $400 that's
right.
Custom.
Yeah.
So they were gold, Jerry, gold.
Gold.
And then?
Gone.
I had like a Big O and Duke's. Like Hordaween, and the next day we're flying for little Michael's baptism to Florida.
I remember. This is a long time ago.
Too many IPAs. Yes. Forgot my suits in the back of the cab. See you later. There's a well-dressed man driving an Uber or a cab in D.C. now for all these
Never
years.
Saw them again?
Gone.
Wow. Okay. Number six, jewelry. People leave jewelry behind.
Can see that.
Keys at number seven. Books, laptops, and I don't know how you'd leave a watch in an Uber. Do you take your watch off in a car?
That's kind of weird.
That is weird. It's like you're getting dressed. I have got...
that a thing?
Listen, people, don't judge me.
Okay.
I have walked to the Uber.
Yes.
This is so sad. Okay, I'm going to show you. This is hilarious.
Okay.
This is a good visual. Maybe the social. I don't know.
Video day.
I'm going to let you decide.
All right.
So...
Oh, I love those shoes.
This is a dress shoe, right?
Beautiful shoes.
Dress shoe. Nope, no big deal.
Yeah.
I think I got it at... it's a Cole Haan. So it's a little more expensive than usual.
Right.
Probably a Christmas gift.
Yeah.
If I'm running late to an Uber and I don't want to put my dress socks on, will step into the shoe with no sock like a child and shimmy to the Uber with my socks in my hand.
Because you don't want to take the time yet. Yeah. And you must
be loved.
Because
they're waiting outside.
They must love you.
And they're like, so it looks like I'm a disheveled middle-aged man. I will finish getting dressed in the car.
That's not okay.
No, and no. It's actually embarrassing. And I'm also ruining the heel of the shoe.
They're not going to offer you a mint.
I'm not getting five stars. I'm like, I'm sorry, sir. I'm not reaching in my backpack, fumbling around. I'm just trying to put my socks on.
You should get the lazy man shoe that I have, which is the Kizik right here.
Yes.
Which is designed, observe.
To just slide in?
Yes. Look.
Yeah.
Ta-da,
okay.
Ta-da, like that.
Yeah, but you still have to put dress socks on.
Yeah, I guess
I'm going
right.
out without socks.
Yeah, you need to get some Birks.
No, I do not.
You look so good in a suit and Birks.
But I will shimmy out to an Uber with clothes so I can finish getting dressed.
The second part of this list is better. These are actual items that were found in an Uber left behind with no explanation. I'll start at number one.
Please.
And just react if you care to.
Yes.
Number one, a Danny DeVito Christmas ornament.
Yeah, I could see that.
I would see, you know, if you go to the trouble
like
to get one.
It's like finding a TMOS one.
I suppose.
Yeah.
A toy poodle, an actual dog.
Oh, that is not okay.
No. A blue cap that says, I love the smell of jet fuel in the morning.
That's cool.
Weird.
A fog machine?
Yeah, I could see like some sort of DJ forgetting that.
I was thinking more of a theater enthusiast. Or maybe the guy that made the clouds on Secession.
That's funny.
An ankle monitor, which is bad all around.
No, you should be taking that off.
Yeah. A unicycle.
That's funny.
16 ounces of fake blood.
You can see that in trunk.
Better than real blood.
Yeah. Well, you know, and I will revisit this. Remember when I was extraordinarily anemic after I had all my medical issues? And people say that Facebook, they don't listen to you. They don't target your ads. After I did an interview or an appearance on this show where I talked about how I was low on blood, I started getting targeted ads for theater blood.
They're listening to
they
us.
They are listening. A remote-controlled vibrator.
Oh, that's...
A pin of Jesus holding a slice of pizza. A small camping stove and funeral pamphlets. Stainless steel gun. What is gua sha? Gua sha.
I don't know what gua sha is.
Pony, can you Google
that? Yeah, I'm looking it up right now.
I bet it's something unsavory. A cat collar that says Maui on it. Statue of Liberty foam crown. And my friend's fake tooth.
Okay.
So these are all things that people have left behind in the Uber.
Yeah,
double check.
What's your can you look at your phone right now? What is your current Uber rating?
Oh yeah, 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 sure. I don't use it that much, so I'm sure I have a rating.
Yeah, you have a rating for your lifetime value. Matt, go ahead and do that for us as well.
Yeah, please do. I remember when Uber was sort of new, we were out at a sort of a company function and everyone was arguing about who had the better Uber rating.
Mm.
So I guess I go to my account, yes?
Yes. Okay. Just go to home, and then you'll see it where your name is, top right hand.
Five stars.
You have a 5-0?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let me see that.
Because I'm charming. Hold on. I went away. Hold
on. I'm sure you are. Yeah. I'm so mad about this.
But I probably only used the app like 4 times.
What about you, Pony?
Last time I checked, I was a 5. I'm double checking now, though.
Pony, in my book, you're a 10.
Just giving these 5s away? This is crazy.
You use it all the time, though.
I got a 4.92, and I thought that was special.
That's very, very good. You're very, very
good.
Can
I see what rides you've taken?
Yeah, probably not many.
Trips?
4.9 stars.
Oh, yep. So not a 5. So I guess I win.
You do. Off but you've only had 3 rides in your life.
Yeah, well, why mess with the perfect rating?
Okay, can I just give you the dates?
Sure.
This is why this man's got 5.
Yes.
And by the way, he's only ridden once. He's got 1 ride because his ride from January 25th, 2016 was canceled. His ride from October 27th, 2018 was canceled. He paid $5 for that. And then his latest ride was 1/1/20.
Oh, New Year's Day. I remember.
12:37 a.m. And that's the 1 ride he's got 5 stars for.
Yes.
This does not. This now I understand. I don't feel bad now.
No, well, I don't want you to ever feel bad, Oscar.
What do you have, Pony?
Let's see. I have a 4.9 and...
4.9.
And how many rides do I have? Come on, thing. I'm checking in my
Are you counting? Like, what do you have?
How often do you Uber?
I use it probably once every other month or so.
Probably more than you know, right?
Well, certainly.
Yeah, definitely.
And there's other rideshare apps that I have used. I've used the Lyft app. And oftentimes, if Carrie and I are together, I'll just have her order it.
Yeah, I have over 300 rides on here.
Well, you must be very excited.
No, I'm upset.
What do you remember?
4.9. Oh, I know where I got
Where did you get dinged?
I had a 4.98 forever. And then I sent some Bode listeners home in my Uber because they
This is not a good idea.
Well, they were a problem and I wanted to get them home in one piece.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then his girlfriend ended up throwing up outside the door.
Oh.
I got a $200 bill. It was a whole thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then I begged them to like forget about that one, give me a mulligan.
Yeah.
Wrote emails, like called headquarters. Nothing.
Did you get any answer back when you left your Danny DeVito Christmas ornament behind?
No, I did not.
Pony, what's your score, buddy?
I'm tabulating it right now. Lyft doesn't make it easy to just like list the number. They just show you all of the rides.
Do you just not use Uber?
I do not use Uber, just Lyft, because they were an advertiser.
Yeah. Aha!
Good man.
Hey, you know what?
Over 40 so far.
He's got it, then he's a good person. With 5?
Yeah, I think that's good. Pony, congrats.
A low number, and you have over 50 over like, I say 10 rides.
Yeah.
got to question yourself.
Ah.
Yeah. Let's see, 59 total rides.
And you have a 5.
A 4.9.
Jesus.
You know what, Pony? It's exciting because your next ride will be number 60.
I know. I can't wait.
You should get a cake. Get yourself a cake and share it with the guy.
Oh, look out for your Danny DeVito
Christmas
ornament.
Yeah.
That's the bonus.
And your dog.
Yes.
My 60th Uber ride is going to be to the Fox rent-a-car
pod. So funny. He's got one. The other two were canceled.
Yeah, well, try living in the suburbs. When we come back, I reverse my position on Canada. Are you feeling the heat? It's a little cool this week, but we had hot weather last week. We've got hot weather coming up. Never fear, because Liquid IV has you covered. With just one stick, you get 5 essential vitamins and 2 times faster hydration than with water alone. It's perfect to use first thing in the morning, before a workout, when you feel run down, after a long night out, or after long flights. You just flew from Los Angeles.
Yeah.
It really helps you out.
Pounded Liquid IV.
Liquid IV is made with premium ingredients. It's non-GMO and free from gluten, dairy, and soy. And if you're a flavor lover, you will be excited to know there are new sea berry and strawberry lemonade flavors available. Strawberry lemonade,
look at this.
Pretty decent, I tell you what.
Can't go wrong with Liquid IV.
Look at this. Oscar's going to kill the whole thing. Cannonball coming. All along with your favorite old favorites. But Liquid IV isn't just good for you, it's also good for the world. They've donated over 39 million servings to over 50 countries, making it the perfect way to start your day while maintaining a positive impact on the world. So be like us, drink Liquid IV, make a difference in yourself and the world. Good stuff. Grab your Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 20% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. That's 20% off anything when you order and when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
TMOS.
Yeah. Now, I still don't necessarily trust Canada.
What's the latest?
The latest is one of the Canada's greatest contributions to the world of showbiz passed away yesterday. And it was sad because I think he was a big part of my childhood in the 70s. And many people who were kids in the 70s will remember the voice of Gordon Lightfoot. He had a lot of hit records. Here's a montage of some of his work.
If you could read my mind, love, what a tale my thoughts could tell. In the early morning rays, rainy day people always seem to know when it's time to call. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Someday
hit after hit.
You better take care if I find you've been creeping round my back stairs. Every high slip away on you.
I say the three best things that Canada gave us are probably Gordon Lightfoot, Anne Murray, and poutine.
I'm here on Google.
Yeah.
And it's Justin Trudeau giving a wonderful, nod to Gordon Lightfoot.
Gordon Lightfoot died at age 84. And do you know he still had a full slate of concerts booked to do this summer?
Aww.
He was a great performer.
Reminds me of John Denver. Am I wrong?
No. You know what? Concurrent on the charts and sort of soft rock guys, but a great
white guys.
Great songwriter. Oscar, I wanted to make it a little more applicable to you. In the summer of 2000, do you remember an artist named Elwood?
I had to have to hear the song.
Elwood covered Gordon Lightfoot. And this is a pretty cool. He actually sampled it, but he raps the lyrics of Sundown. And I think it's pretty cool for a guy who was hitting in the 60s to be sampled 40 years later.
Sounds like Uncle Cracker.
Yep. Oh, it's definitely a late 90s, 2000 record, but it's pretty cool.
Yo, I can see you lying back in a satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess. She wears a hot pocket mumbling, moving in the oven and turn potato, be what's the deal.
Sometimes I rhyme slow, sometimes I rhyme quick. When it's time to get busy, out the hack comes.
So it's pretty cool that he was still happening. He was one of Elvis's favorite songwriters, and Elvis.
Was that a hit?
That was.
No.
I think it was a medium charting hit because I have
sounds
it on
like
it.
An O-Town record.
Well, hey. That's the magic right there. But Elvis also covered Gordon Lightfoot on his Aloha special. Elvis was a big fan. This is from 1973, and this is Early Morning Rain.
In the early morning rain.
This is cool.
Yeah.
with a dollar in my hand.
That's quite a career.
Oh, he was charting records for a long time and continuing to tour and sell out concerts. He was a really great writer and really good for Canadian show business. And I think one thing that is very cool, and I didn't know it until they started running the obituaries, that song, The Wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Na 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 na. And I think it wasn't a talking head, but we had a guy on.
That was on.
Was on the Edmund Fitzgerald. But here's
coincidence.
This is the amazing thing. When Lightfoot wrote that song, he brought it into the studio. His band had never heard it. And they got it in one take.
Tape was rolling. Barry said to Gord, when do you want me to come in? And he said, I'll give you a nod.
We get to whatever it is, the third verse, and Gord gives me the big nod. I do a drum fill to come in.
We went right through the song, top to bottom. It was very elemental and raw, but it had magic to it.
It was not only a first take, it was the first time we'd ever played the song. That's the record.
They did it in one take and released it as a single. Pretty cool.
So a handful of people that can do that.
Yeah. Anyway, you know? It saddened me to hear of his passing. It's not shocking at the age 84, but
did your
home.
Mom listen to him a lot?
Yes.
That's why.
He lived on in our house a lot.
That's sweet.
And so anyway, Gordon Lightfoot, that's sad. And one less reason to like Canada. He's gone.
Canada 0, death 1.
When we come back, we're going to take a trip to the flip side. Poutine. So we'll be right back after this. I like you keeping score.
Yeah.
Very, very accurate of you. Oscar.
Yes.
Are you tired of your cherished memories gathering dust in your closet?
Oh, am I?
I know. You complain about it always.
Sod.
It's very sod. And I want you to be glad.
I want to be glad.
You can be glad with Legacy Box.
Oh, yes.
You can digitize all of your analog media with ease and safety. And this Mother's Day, it is coming up. And you got to get something for mom. Yeah. You can digitize all your analog media with ease and safety for Mother's Day. Give the perfect gift to your mom or grandma and connect with your family's history. With Legacy Box, you can hear your grandma's voice again. Simply send in your Legacy Box filled with old VHS tapes, camcorder tapes, pictures, and their team professionally digitizes everything by hand and then sends you back your originals. They send it to you on a thumb drive. They put it on the cloud. It's never going away. They save it for you. Legacy Box is the easiest and safest way to preserve your cherished memories. It is literally like magic. You can spend time with loved ones again. So fun to look back on my wedding now and see people that I just don't have in my life anymore.
May 14th, people around the corner.
Do it, man. Do it for mom. She will love it. And you know what? Spend some time with your grandparents.
Yes.
It's so cool. I watch Big Daddy, and it's like having him back again. It's so cool. It is the best. And for a limited time, go to legacybox.com/TMOS for their best Mother's Day sale ever. Buy today and take advantage of 60% off Legacy Box. Just send it in when you're ready to go. All you got to do is go to legacybox.com/TMOS. Hello, Julia.
Hello.
Sorry. All right, the flip side. This is pretty brilliant. A viral video that was on TikTok. Have you ever? I know that you and I have actually gone up on the roof of the old Podville Media building, and I always thought that's a lousy place to get stuck. And it'd be easy to get stuck on a roof.
Great place to watch fireworks.
Great place, but if you got stuck, and you never know if those doors are going to lock behind you. So this lady went up and got stuck on a roof in New York City. Didn't know who to call. Mm. Didn't have anyone to reach. So who did she call? She called Uber Eats.
Got locked in my roof and nobody's available to come help me out, so I ordered Uber Eats. I put in the instructions that you have to just buzz every apartment until someone lets you in and then come up to the roof and let me out. Thank you.
So that's how she got off.
That's industrious.
And she probably got a burger too.
At least she didn't call 911.
I know, that's a seems
that
like a
waste. Would be embarrassing.
Well, but you see, there's an advantage. You don't have to tip 911.
I had to cancel Postmates last night.
Really? How
it's very contentious.
What happened?
This is so on brand for me that I was like, no more grapes. Because we're on this grape and granola bit.
Well, she's been on the grape and granola bit for 3 years.
Yeah. So I said, I'm going to order some Uncle Julio's.
Oh, good stuff.
And like anything else.
T.O. Julio.
In my life, ruined. As an hour and a half later, I'm on the phone being like, my Uncle Julio didn't show up. Can you cancel the order? I'm eating grapes now.
You gotta take and what you like, got.
You have to wait. I ordered this thing at 8:20.
Yeah.
I had to wait till 10 p.m. to cancel it.
That's not okay.
Because the little meter kept saying, oh, your delivery's on its way. Estimated delivery went from 8:50 to 9:10 to 9:25 to 9:45.
Just enough to keep you interested.
And when I'm on the, and yeah. I'm not waiting. I'm not Rube. I'm calling them. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, hey, can you just cancel this thing? This is crazy. It's $52 worth of food that we'll never get here.
What did you order?
Quesadilla, like just garbage, not run of them, nothing great or wonderful with guacamole and a bag of chips.
Not worth an hour 40. So good, yeah, it does sound good.
So burned. And I was like, I will never use Postmates again. Like,
yeah, until the next time.
Yeah, until the next time I'm hungry. I had to call back at 10 and be like, hey, my food's not here yet. Can you just go ahead and cancel it now?
Hi, is Julio there? It's Oscar.
No, I'm calling the Uber Eats hotline.
Oh, okay.
I'm not calling the restaurant.
Yeah.
Well, maybe Julio was at Uber.
They didn't want to give me my money. It was terrible.
How do you like Uncle Julio's?
How do I like it?
Yeah.
How can they go wrong? It's wonderful.
I gotta try it. Like, I could literally throw a rock at Uncle Julio's from my apartment, and I've never been.
Oh.
Who put a quarter in him? Why is he all of a sudden?
He just got me excited. I want to try it now.
How do I like it? I love it.
Yeah.
Head on in.
How does Oscar like it? He likes it in less than an hour. That's how he likes it. You know what you should have ordered is KFC.
I should have.
And here is a fun fact from TikTok about Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Stitch this with a fact so ridiculous you didn't believe it until you looked it up yourself. The restaurant Kentucky Fried Chicken follows exactly 11 people on Twitter. Six of them are random men named Herb. The remaining five are former members of the Spice Girls, which means the KFC account on Twitter is only interested in 11 herbs and spices.
True
genius
fact.
Marketing.
That really is. And you know what's great? It's sort of under the wire.
Yes.
But you have to go find it. I love it. Meanwhile, in Rhode Island, if you drive a Jeep Cherokee, you know what's really a premium is your catalytic converter.
Mm.
And they get stolen. They don't often get stolen while someone is in his Jeep Cherokee eating food. This guy details what happens. He was pulling what I believe you call the maneuver.
Okay.
And they started to steal his catalytic converter while he's in the car.
I hear a grinding noise. I look in the passenger mirror and I see just two legs under my car and I just jumped out. And I've always wondered what would happen if I caught somebody in the act, and I guess it happened. Somebody stabbed me in the face with a Sawzall. I ended up pulling the Sawzall off my guy. Somebody in the back was hitting me with a pipe.
He's going to be okay.
Stabbed him in the face with a Sawzall?
Yeah, exactly.
Jesus Christ.
I heard a grinding.
Well, if I saw feet, I'd just put it in drive.
I would too.
I'm not waiting for that guy to get out.
Start the car.
Yeah.
Well, if depends on how far along they are.
I'll put it. You gotta get it moving. We're not gonna fight someone with a weapon.
I don't know if the catalytic converter has been punctured. You're gonna get the yellow engine light.
I wouldn't crush their face, but definitely the rib cage.
You can with safely no problems. Drive.
You can safely. Yeah. All right. Happy anniversary to Vic and Marge Girard of Florida celebrating 80 years together.
Okay.
I asked for a phone number, and I remember a number.
They golf together, we dance together, we play cards together.
I'm a marriage counselor, and they have been my inspiration for believing in marriage.
They could have lived a more extravagant life if they chose to, but they didn't. What was important to them was their kids, their family, each other, golf and dancing.
They may still get divorced. They're just waiting for the kids to die. So
that's a man that goes to Fox Rental in Los Angeles when they visit.
Honey, you wait here.
You wait here. I'm going to go save us some money.
Yeah, but you know what? He might not come back.
And it looks dicey.
Yeah.
It's well worth it, though, people.
I have been at Sbarro for 32 years. All right, let's close with this. I love Mark Maron's stand-up.
Oh, yeah. Always funny. Yeah.
And the problem is, Pony, since you're awake now, the problem is we've got a stupid people problem.
We have a stupid people problem. And I'm not saying that as a condescending person or I'm not a genius, but I kind of miss old-timey stupid. You know, I miss back-in-the-day stupid. I miss, like, 10 years ago stupid. You know, stupid that had a little humility where you could say things like, you're kind of dumb. They'd be like, yeah, I know. Well, it's good you know that. Well, I'm not that dumb. I mean, come on. Well, good talk. Good luck with everything. But now there's a new stupid, a brazen, sort of shameless, confident stupid that's just loaded up with all kinds of bullshit information. It has a tone to it. I'll try to do a little of it for you. The tone. Oh, so you're a scientist?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm stupid.
So true.
Good luck with that.
And you don't have to be dumb, but come on.
Well, we got a problem with stupid people.
Well, I don't remember a time where, like, we all know people that are bright and just, you know, maybe missing a gear in life. But I don't ever remember a time where you'd be like, hey, you're missing a gear in life, aren't you? And they're like, oh, yeah.
Well, some people are just happy with their lot in life. It's how I make it into work every day, Oscar.
Stop it.
That's it, folks. Thank you. Thank you for joining us for another perfect episode of TMOS. Don't forget, you can always reach us. Messages and Talking Head requests. Talking Head returns this week. You can be a part of that ring-dang-do. Just send it to Rob with two Bs at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is 1900 M Street Northwest, Suite 400, Washington, D.C. 20036. And don't forget to spend some time at MikeOMaraShow.com, best website in town. Mm-hmm. Thanks for listening and join us again next time for the best part of your day, The Mike O'Mara Show. So for Mike O'Mara and Oscar Santana, this is Rob Spiewak saying so long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.